Praise the Lord. Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. It's wonderful to be in his house today. Let's receive from the word, Numbers 13, verses 1 to 3. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, everyone a leader among them." So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. At the word of the Lord, spies are sent into Canaan. Send men to spy out the land which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man. 12 tribes, 12 men. The text is clear that the Lord was giving the land to the children of Israel. Not to some, but to all. To all the children, to every tribe. The tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Simeon, the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Issachar, the tribe of Ephraim, the tribe of Benjamin, and of Zebulun, Joseph, which is Manasseh, the tribe of Dan, Asher, Naphtali, and Gad. 12 tribes, 12 men, 12 leaders, 12 spies. Verses 17 to 20, Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, "Go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests there or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. We pick it up at verse 21. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath. And they went through the south and came to Hebron. The descendants of Anak were there. And they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. 40 days of spy work. And they returned to the wilderness. What would their vision offering be? What kind of vision would they offer? What kind of vision would they offer that day? What vision would they offer Moses, Aaron, and the children of Israel they were sent to represent? What would they offer as vision on behalf of their tribe? Well, the spies were back. And Moses, Aaron, and the children of Israel gathered. I mean, what a moment. What a day. Anticipation. Excitement. Curiosity. They knew that the Lord was giving them the land. That's the word these spies left camp with 40 days ago now. The assurance of God's word. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They must have all left camp in a spirit of faith. Surely faith would be their guide and their guard. Surely faith would not fail. Surely they would return in the same spirit and manner. Well, let's listen in. Beginning at verse 26, now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with them said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. You know, it's hard to believe. 12 men sent with the same word of the Lord. 12 men sent with the same word of faith. 12 men return, representatives from each tribe, and that day they offered vision report on behalf of their tribe. 10 men gave a bad report. Their vision had been affected. Their spirit of faith, based on the word of the Lord, had been corrupted. 2 men gave a good report. Their vision had not been affected. The spirit of faith had not been corrupted. A man from the tribe of Judah and a man from the tribe of Ephraim. Judah, praise. And from this tribe, Caleb, a dog, man's best friend. Caleb means forcible or fortitude. The son of Jephunneh, he will be prepared for whom a way is prepared. He that beholds. Ephraim, double ash heap, I shall be doubly fruitful. And from this tribe, Joshua, salvation, the son of Nun, fish, or posterity. Man, I want to be of this sort, of these tribes, like these men, men of courage, men of vision, men of faith. I want to be a part of the 2 out of 10, rather the 2 out of 12. If you'll permit me this liberty today, a little dog and the son of a fish caught of the Lord, a dog and the son of he will be prepared for whom a way is prepared. And salvation, the son of prosperity, the prospering of the Lord. You know, there is something different to those of the tribe of Judah and of the tribe of Ephraim. Those of the tribe of praise and those of the tribe of double ash heap. Those of the tribe of praise and those of the tribe of by the Lord, I shall be doubly fruitful. The other men had their names as well, and the names of their fathers and the names of their tribes. But only these 2 men came back from the mission with a good report in their mouths. Vision that had not been affected, and a spirit of faith that had not been corrupted. Had not failed. Oh, we can speak spiritually today. We need to be of the tribe of praise, and we need to be of the tribe of double ash heap, double fruit, the boundaries of which about the middle of the holy. See and hear the difference today. Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Versus, we are not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we. What happened to the word of the Lord? Had the word of the Lord changed? Had the word of the Lord, the word of faith, been affected because of the sight seen by 10 spies? The answer is a resounding no. God is not a man that he should lie. God's word was true and his word was sure. They hadn't embarked on the journey on human presumption in the arm of man. It was the word of the Lord. I mean, can you imagine the Lord listening in that day? Listening in to the vision offering of 10 leaders. 10 men, 10 spies, representatives, leaders of 10 of the tribes that make up his people. You know, the Lord was pleased with the 2 men that offered the right vision that day. You see, they saw the same as the 10. Yet through the Lord's looking glass. What does the Lord see? The message paraphrase reads, Caleb interrupted, called for silence before Moses and said, let's go up and take the land now. We can do it. But the others said, we can't attack those people. They're way stronger than we are. They spread scary rumors among the people of Israel. They said, we scouted out the land from one end to the other. It's a land that swallows people whole. Everybody we saw was huge. Why we even saw the Nephilim giants, the Anak giants, come from the Nephilim. Alongside them, we felt like grasshoppers, and they looked down on us as if we were grasshoppers. Number one today, Hold on to the word of the Lord. A we can't spirit took over. Nevertheless, in the mouth. Hold on to the we can spirit in accordance with the word of the Lord. And when clouds of doubt come against you, start climbing the ladder of praise, all those of Judah. For there is breakthrough in praise. Let Judah plow. Start to plow the land and plow through doubt. Believe in the prospering of the Lord. Children of God, don't let a bad report that's not in line with the word of the Lord affect you. Scary rumors. That's all they are. Number two, don't let feelings mess with vision. The message reads, alongside them, we felt like grasshoppers. In the Living Bible, we felt like grasshoppers before them. They were so tall. You know, feelings can mess with us. They truly can corrupt the report in our mouths. They truly can affect vision. They truly can corrupt the spirit of faith. Don't let feelings affect the word of the Lord for you. Number three, don't measure your stature according to your own sight. The Voice Bible reads, we look like grasshoppers compared to them. Listen, the reality is if we don't deal with this in right manner, we will succumb to an I can't spirit. A we can't spirit. Words like, I am but a youth. I am slow of speech. My clan is the weakest, and I am the least in my father's house. Hear the word of the Lord today. Surely I will be with you. Number four, don't measure your stature according to the enemy's sight. What you think you look like in their sight. The New Century Version, we looked like grasshoppers to them. I mean, did they stop and ask them? What do we look like to you? Remember David when facing Goliath? Yeah, he was of the tribe of Judah. Man, he had to plow through the voice of the flesh. He had to keep the word of the Lord in his heart and in his mouth. He had and held to a spirit of faith. We pick up the text, 1 Samuel 17, beginning at verse 40. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. You know what the margin of my Bible says? Belittled. Belittled. For he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. You know, think about it. Imagine if David would have came to his senses. Natural rather than spiritual, and measured his stature according to the sight of the giant. You know, the spies, they couldn't all see the same, although they all saw the same. They didn't all see the same, although they had been given the same word of the Lord to look through, to see the land through. Positive report versus negative report. Faith versus doubt and fear. Encourage versus discourage the people. We can't spirit versus we can spirit. Grasshoppers, eh? You know, perhaps they should have seen themselves as praying mantis. What a force that would have been. And prayer would have taken the doubt out of them and emboldened them with faith and fight. Praying man it is. You know, church, this really is about keeping spiritual power and strength without wavering. That's the mandate of the Lord. That's the call. Keeping spiritual power and strength without wavering. That there always be good report in our mouths. That vision has not been affected in a spirit of faith that has not been corrupted. You know, I wonder what it felt like that day to be of the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Ephraim. Was there a son or daughter who saw and heard the spirit of their leader? A son or daughter full of holy pride? A son or daughter gripped by the good report, unaffected vision, and the pure spirit of faith? A son or daughter that caught the fire? And what it would have been like to be a son or daughter from the tribe of the 10 spies that brought back bad report. Vision affected. Courage gone. Spirit of faith that had been corrupted. You know, this still applies to the kingdom today. More than we know. When God says, I'm giving you the land, he'll secure every victory. But there's always those that lose it. I've been around for a while. There's always those that lose it. Go spy out the land. Imagine if we pick 12 out of this room right now. And we had a word from God. The assurance of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by a word from God. And God said, I'm sending you out 12. Send out 12. We send out 12. And they spend 40 days or however long it is spying out the land, whatever that represents that God is giving to the children of Israel. They all left. They all walked out of Christ City. April 2024. With the same word of faith. I wonder what kind of vision they would offer 40 days from now. Would that be the percentage? 2 out of 10? Rather, 2 out of 12? 2 versus 10? See, this really is about keeping spiritual power and strength without wavering. We got to hang on to the Word of God. I share these words. Caleb, whose name means forcible, fortitude, is a type of one who clings to the Lord. Caleb was inseparable from Joshua, representing one who continually walks with the Lord through all the distractions of life. Caleb had accompanied the spies over Jordan, where the Holy Spirit drew him to Hebron, the place of death. Abraham and Sarah were buried there, as were Isaac and Jacob and the patriarchs. And years later, David's kingdom would begin there. With awe, Caleb climbed that hallowed mountain, and faith flooded his soul. He prized that sanctified place, and from that time on, he wanted Hebron for his possession. It was said of Caleb that he wholly followed the Lord, Numbers 14:24. He never wavered to the very end. And at 85 years of age, he could testify, "As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." Joshua 14:11. In his old age, Caleb waged his greatest battle. "Now therefore give me this mountain, Hebron." And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb because that he wholly followed the Lord. The message is glorious. It's not enough to have died to sin, to have entered fullness sometime in the past. The need is to grow in the Lord to the end, to keep your spiritual power and strength without wavering, to wholly follow the Lord even in old age. Hebron, Caleb's inheritance, means a company associated. Associated with what? With death. Not only the death to sin in Jordan, but living in a place of death. Living with those who are associated with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. "Give me this mountain." It was here that Abraham had built an altar to sacrifice his son. And it was here that Caleb and his tribe would live, constantly associated with that altar of living sacrifice. Caleb's wholeheartedness for the Lord produced a holy fire for God and his children. While the children of the 2.5 tribes turned away and embraced the world and its idolatry, Caleb's family grew stronger in the Lord. God's desire for all of us is that we enter a place of rest, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That requires following Him with all thy heart and with all thy strength to the very end. You know, I so love that. That line, live constantly associated with that altar of living sacrifice. Let's have the worship team return today. You know, we all have our tribe. Our tribe, our company. Our company in the earth. Fathers, mothers, what vision are we offering our children? Fathers and mothers in the faith, what vision are we offering the children of the Lord? Leaders, we all have those that are following us, looking to us and listening to us. You know, let's be like the two spies. Let's be like Caleb, that we and our tribe live constantly associated with that altar of living sacrifice, that our wholeheartedness for the Lord produce a holy fire for God and our children, that our families and the family of God grow stronger in the Lord, that we follow the Lord with all thy heart and with all thy strength to the very end. I'm giving them the land. Have you lost hold or let go of the word of the Lord? No longer seeing. No longer seeing things through the spyglass of his word. Have you let feelings mess with vision? Have you been measuring your stature according to your own sight? Have you been measuring your stature according to the enemy's sight, which you think you look like in their sight? Hear the word of the Lord today and let faith arise. I am giving you the land. Come back to the fruit today, the cluster of promise, the flavor and the evidence of promise, yea, even the fruit of our lips. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, I wonder which two spies carried the cluster between them. Let's stand in the house of the Lord today. Lord, help our sight. Unaffected vision, God. Speak it over your people. Be of good courage. Uncorrupted faith. Hanging on to the word of the Lord. Trusting in the word of the Lord. Faith, our guide and our guard till the end.